This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here. We've been talking about secession earlier, punishments for rape, and I did find a story about the killings in the Philippines since the nomination, if you will, or the
I thought he was elected.
You know, the president-elect status of Duterte. What is that? The election of, but not yet. The
election of, but not yet swearing in.
Of Duterte demanding that, or telling people to go out and start killing people for him. We'll tell you what's been going on there when we get the chance. But there's more on the way about Texas secession. It's Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Joe in California. You're up first here on Free Talk Live in hour number three. Go ahead.
You were talking about a country that was looking at seceding, and then they said their money wouldn't be no good. With Bitcoin, is it stable enough to be a currency for a nation?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Bitcoin works. It is stable. There's some disagreement within the Bitcoin community about how to grow Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is growing. There are more people using it. There's greater transactional volume, I believe, than previous. And so Bitcoin, you know, the demands are increasing upon the system. Mark, you just tried to install the Bitcoin Core wallet recently, and it was a ridiculous wait as 75 gigabytes of data were attempted to be downloaded because this blockchain, the thing that is sort of the guts of Bitcoin, is essentially every Bitcoin transaction in a ledger from day number one, from transaction one all the way till the current. And in order for the full Bitcoin nodes to to process properly, they have to have a full copy of this. Now, you don't have to have the full blockchain if you've just got like a smartphone wallet like Jax.io, for instance. But it's getting a little unwieldy, and there's some disagreement within the community of the Bitcoin programmers as to how to move forward with this. And one of the key disagreements is on something called the block size. How many transactions should be included in a new block on this blockchain, this immutable ledger that cannot be manipulated basically from one point. It's distributed amongst the entire globe. And so this is a pretty big schism within Bitcoin. It's actually resulted in what has been called a fork in the code. It's actually resulted in a few forks. So there's these competing Bitcoin programs out there that are trying to compete for the market share of the people that are doing the mining for Bitcoin to ultimately decide the future of the program. And this has been going on now for more than a year, this discussion, maybe even 2 years. I'm not sure when it started, but I remember about a year ago at this time, we were talking about this as an issue for the future of Bitcoin. And even though it's been shooting up in price over the last week, you know, I think this can be holding it back. This indecision about the future of the currency could be holding it back. So will Bitcoin be the future world currency for, you know, whatever people are trying to get out of the government money whenever that happens around the world? We certainly see that happening. So, for instance, if you look at Greece, if you look at other places like Venezuela, where the money that the government is providing is junk, and there's ridiculous restrictions and just nonsense, people will move into Bitcoin in those circumstances. So it is working right now as a way for people to transfer their wealth out of the government money. How long it'll go for, you know, be the number one choice, I don't know.
Russia has created its own cryptocurrency that's using,
God, that sounds awful,
the blockchain technology. So is it stable? It's stable. I mean, there's sort of an issue inside the Bitcoin community as far as scalability right now, but right. If it had to be scaled, it could.
Is it a currency in which one person can manipulate? Like right now, you got about five exchanges.
No, there's more than that. There's quite a few more.
One exchange does a humongous volume.
That's correct.
And, can that one exchange get control of it?
Well, no. Okay. Well, no and yes.
They're just an exchange. You would have to control the miners.
Mt. Gox, managed to put a fake trading robot. This was some years ago, and they were the biggest exchange at the time. They put this robot that was sort of this program that was doing trades, yep, and drove up the price.
Only on Mt. Gox, though.
The rest of the exchanges followed.
Well, yeah, but in those other exchanges, you could cash out. The thing with Mt. Gox was you couldn't cash out from Mt. Gox.
Yeah, that was the second spike, but the first spike was probably written and driven by Willibot also. So a large exchange that has a market-making exchange like Coinbase.
It's actually Bitfinex. It's the number one exchange in the world, right?
And right now, I'm looking at the data. Bitfinex has 40% of trades going through that. And then there are four other exchanges that are between 10 and 11%.
And by the way, Coinbase has rebranded their exchange as of within the last week. I just discovered this last night. Coinbase's exchange is now called GDAX. So it is the number two exchange behind Bitfinex according to the Bitcoin average charts.
I would say that they're distributed enough that it shouldn't be a problem as far as manipulating the price too much. But you can never trust, you shouldn't trust any exchange, NASDAQ or Bitfinex.
No one controls a price. It's the buyers and the sellers that decide on the price. Now, what you're saying is there was a way that you believe that Mt. Gox was manipulating that. And at that time, they were an inordinately large Bitcoin exchange. But further, the real question about manipulation with Bitcoin is controlling the actual mining operations. If someone controls 51% of the mining power out there, then it's my understanding they can sort of set policy for the future of the Bitcoin.
To some extent, but there are certain policies that need super majorities of people that are running the nodes.
Like switching over from the current Bitcoin software to one of the forks. You need 75% of the mining.
Right. So just because somebody might be able to control 51% of the mining does not mean that they can just do whatever they want and change the 21 million number to something else.
They would have a big swing of, you know, decision making when it came to future decisions about Bitcoin. And right now, the people who want to see the larger block size, which we discussed earlier, this is one of the big schisms within the Bitcoin world, and it's unfortunate. The people that want to see the larger block size are in the minority of the Bitcoin miners out there. So that is not happening yet, and it hasn't come close.
And just to point something out, initially there was no block limit to Bitcoin.
In Satoshi's white paper, the person who, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin?
Correct. The block size came a little while after Bitcoin had been released, and it was to prevent fraudulent and spammy transactions, to prevent somebody from just loading up a bunch of transactions to shut the entire system down.
So this is a big, you know, decision that the people in charge of Bitcoin have to make. And the people who are in charge, of course, are the head programmers, but anyone can split off from Bitcoin because it's open source. And so some of the original programmers, including Gavin Andreessen, who we've had on this show in the past, he's a listener of Free Talk Live, they decided to sort of split off Bitcoin and fork it into something that's called Bitcoin Classic. And they've been trying to get miners to adopt this Bitcoin Classic format, which will increase the block size, which supposedly will make it easier for Bitcoin to scale up. So as of right now, Mark, what you said could be true, where they could scale it up, but the current people who are running the show are not interested in that.
Yeah.
It's like they want to keep Bitcoin small, that they want to keep Bitcoin ineffective. Not to say it's ineffective right now, but if it gets loaded with a bunch more transactions, it could slow things down. As I understand it, I'm not a scientist or technician. That's just my, you know, rudimentary understanding of the system. So I would say, Joe, it's a, you know, it could happen, but I think they need to come to some sort of an agreement on the way this thing's going to go in the future. Otherwise, it almost feels like Bitcoin's treading water, even though the price is still going up and it is getting more popular.
And then there's also the next mining reward halving is coming up sometime soon, and there's some people speculating that might wind up just killing the currency.
I've heard that'll make the currency more expensive.
If a country decided to use Bitcoin as their money, could they become an exchange?
I suppose, but governments tend to suck at, you know, whatever it is that they try. So a government-run exchange.
Governments are good at killing people.
You're right, but, well, they're still inefficient at killing people.
We don't know.
What's that?
We don't get a lot of comparisons.
What do you mean?
corporations don't have the killing corporation.
Well, there are private security corporations who
they're
do
not out trying people. To kill people wholesale. So let the man make his point, please.
You talking about Joe?
Yes, Joe.
Now, you made something about a corporation not killing people, but there's some companies, they, if there's not war, they don't make their guns. They don't
that's
make
true,
guns.
But they just use the government
they don't
to
make
do
airplanes.
It.
Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the questions on Bitcoin. I'd recommend going to Bitcoin.com. You can learn more about it there. There's a great discussion forum as well.
Check out Isle of Man.
Okay, it's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio right here. Share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. The secession, the plan from one man who's a former, I guess, advisor to Margaret Thatcher, is he says Texas needs to secede, have a Texit to preserve what he says is the best of America. He's afraid that the Islamic hordes are going to come across the border and invade the entire country, and so everybody who cares about that, he says, needs to move down to Texas and secede. Well, he doesn't say everyone should move there, but he does say Texas should secede. And
everybody is moving there.
And it would be nice if, you know, Islamophobe people went all to one place, and then they could have their own little Islamophobic country where they can set up border fences. And they can set up, you know, they can also be afraid of other people, too, because they probably would be. You know, if you're afraid of a religion, you're likely afraid of people from other parts of the globe.
If places could work with, if any given state could work with a strong border, it would be Texas. I mean, they have pretty much anything that a state needs, including access to the Gulf. They've got, you know, grasslands, deserts, oil. Texas is a bit more of an asset than it is a draw on the United States.
What do you think, Daryl? You actually lived there for a while, living in San Antonio. Do you think that Mark's right, that Texas could just be its own isolated nation with very restrictive immigration controls, and that would be a good thing for it? It would seem like cutting yourself off from global trade is going to raise prices and make life more difficult.
Yeah, I don't think being an isolationist country would wind up being good, but Texas definitely is large enough to where they could be independent from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And they would not, you know, wind up needing to import nearly as much stuff as if, say, Nebraska wound up seceding.
Okay.
Now, as far as Texas is more of a benefit to the United States as a whole and, you know, less of a draw, there's a lot of military bases in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I would actually have to look at the numbers to see if they're a donor or a recipient state.
Yeah, feel free to take a look at that. Monckton is this man's name. The story's from DailyCaller.com. Lord Christopher Monckton. He's a Viscount of Brenchley, and he apparently is living in Austin, Texas. He's become a regular presence in Texas conservative politics in recent years. On one occasion, he drew a crowd of over 15,000 to a racetrack in Houston. The crowd chanted with calls to make him the governor of Texas. Monckton begins his case for secession by highlighting the flaws in the American system. He says, quote, "The United States Constitution has not proven sufficiently robust against the relentless increase in federal power and wealth at the expense of the states. And the Supreme Court has increasingly aggrandized itself by inflicting new law on all states." Can't say I disagree with that.
Yeah, I have some sympathy for what he says.
Unquestionably, he continued, the quickest solution to this problem is for Texas to exercise the right of secession, which instantly cuts off altogether the power of the federal government to interfere in Texan affairs. Also, gotta agree with him there. Unlike most attorneys, Monckton believes that Texas holds an indisputable right to secession. He says, quote, "Texas has always retained the right, which I think is unique among the states, to secede from the Union." Now, he's wrong about that, if I'm not mistaken, Daryl. Here in New Hampshire, at the very least, there is Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
I think what he's speaking of is the treaty that was signed by the Republic of Texas when Texas had been previously independent and was then annexed by the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
In that treaty, it specifically says that the state can be divided into up to five additional states. But some people say, well, Texas, by virtue of having previously been independent, has the right to once again be independent.
Oh, well, any of the 13 colonies were previously independent. I mean,
right.
The State House says the Republic of New Hampshire on it.
And some of the states, when they ratified the Constitution, specified that at any point they could withdraw. And
did New Hampshire do that?
I don't remember if New Hampshire did. I know that New York and Virginia both had that clause in their ratification documents.
So in New Hampshire, there is Article 10, which is the right to revolution. And it's specifically written into the New Hampshire Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And I don't have it right in front of me at the moment. But
it's written into a bunch of state constitutions that people have the right to alter or abolish the form of government.
Absolutely. And that includes,
and those words taken directly from the Declaration of Independence.
And that includes leaving the United States. So I disagree with Monckton on that point, but otherwise I think he's sound for his justifications, with the exception of the Islamophobia. I don't agree with him on that part. I don't think that there's a huge horde of terrorists who are pouring in here. Otherwise, you know, we'd actually have terrorism happening in the United States if that were the case. But Monckton, who says he is, quote, no expert on the constitutional and administrative law either of the United States or of the Lone Star State, says Texas's legal right to secede can be found in international law. He says further that in the present post-colonial era, the norms of international law have moved strongly in favor of recognizing what's known as the right of self-determination of peoples. If the people of a defined territory, large enough and populous enough to be self-sufficient and self-governing, decide to be independent, he says they should be allowed to be.
Sure.
I agree with that.
I tend to agree.
I don't think that you have to be a certain size. I think anybody of any size should be able to secede, including the individual.
And I think that what you'd find if you saw, say, communities the size of counties or something like that, if every country was the size of a county, you'd find these federations, these groups of nations that would make deals with each other and that sort of thing.
Right,
and that's essentially what the federal government is.
That's what it's supposed to be, but going back to what you're talking about, you know, like city-state sort of things, Greece, for a long time, was just a, you know, group of city-states. Germany was a group of city-states. Italy was a group of city-states. Now, regarding Texas, I did find that in 2012, there was a headline from Dallas News stating, Texas can no longer complain that it gives more than it gets from the federal government.
Mm.
And I've not really been able to find accurate stuff as far as if they are still a recipient state or a donor state. Wallet Hub lists them as the 29th most dependent of the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they get more than they give. But probably.
Regardless, they should leave anyway.
They should.
Yeah.
I suspected, it's because of the growing military population, primarily, that this, according to the Dallas News back in 2012, wound up causing Texas to break into that recipient spot instead of a donor spot.
Monckton further says that the United States and all other nations would be obliged to respect their right of secession and their decision to secede. Well, I wish that were the case. So far, if you recall back in 2012 when Barack Obama was elected, they had that website, a White House website, where you could put up a petition, get signatures.
That's still there, petition.whitehouse.gov.
Texas got like 100,000 signatures for a secession petition. And the White House did actually answer the petition, and they said, you know, like, to kind of blow it off, they said, well, you know, that was decided with the Civil War, suggesting that they might actually invade or cause some sort of violence if a state were to attempt to secede. So I wish that Monckton was, you know, necessarily right here, suggesting that other states, including the United States, would be obliged to respect their right of secession. They may or may not. You know, it would be an expensive thing for the U.S. government to go to war with one of its own states, and it certainly wouldn't look good for them to do that. Your thoughts are welcome here, 855-450-FREE. It's free talk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, secession now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It can happen soon enough. Whose state will be first? 855-450-3733. Will the United, is it Great Britain or the United Kingdom? Is it both?
Great Britain is the name of the island.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is the name of the country.
Now, is the whole thing voting to secede from the European Union, the whole United Kingdom?
Yes.
Got it. All right. So that's happening now. Is that going to be a success? I sure hope so. It's a little bit of secession. It's not, you know, full-on secession, but it's something. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lord Monckton, who is living in Austin, Texas, he's the third Viscount of Brenchley, says he thinks Texas should secede from the United States. He used to be an advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, and is saying that there's a right to secede. He says Texas has always retained that right, and that he believes they should move forward with it as quickly as possible. He says he is no expert on the constitutional administrative law, but does believe that the right to secede can be found in international law. Quote, the United States and other nations would be obliged to respect their right of secession and their decision to secede. Texas would establish a working relationship not only with the United States, but also with Mexico. On the issue of border security, which is a central rationale behind Monckton's support for Texas secession, Monckton ridiculed Trump's Great Wall as daft and suggested that Texas should take a different approach. Quote, Texas currently faces incursions from two principal directions, Islamic refugees, genuine or not, and Hispanic migrants from Mexico and all parts of South America. Military action would not necessarily be the most effective method of controlling immigration. He said further that Mr. Trump's proposal to build and staff a Great Wall of America right along the southern border would, if implemented, be expected to have had the same disastrous effect on the national economy as the Great Wall of China had.
Right. People fail to consider that the Great Wall of China was basically this boondoggle that brought an empire to its knees.
Instead, it should enhance the competitive advantage that its independence will confer upon it by paying lower welfare rates than the union pays. He specifically recommended, quote, denying both the right of permanent residence and the right to receive any welfare benefits to anyone from outside of Texas and anyone who's not lived in Texas for at least 5 years. For Muslim refugees, he has a more unconventional solution, to outlaw the Quran. So
this could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is definitely not the kind of secession that I would want to be a part of. But all that said, I do wish them the best. And, you know, if that's what they end up doing when they secede, I won't agree with it. I don't support outlawing books or banning or burning books. But ultimately, if that's, you know, the kind of thing they want to have in their society, which is complete religious intolerance, then, you know, they should be free to have that.
I don't know if that's what any of the, secessionist movements in Texas are advocating. It seems this Viscount that's British is advocating.
Well, he is apparently active within the conservative movement in Texas, so I suspect that he is kind of a mover and shaker within the secession field. It says here he did draw a crowd of over 15,000 to a racetrack in Houston and is a regular presence in Texas conservative politics. So he may have a number of followers out there, Daryl.
Right, but just because people follow him and pay attention to him does not mean that he's active in any of the Texas secessionist movement.
Maybe not. Maybe he's trying to start his own.
Could be.
Put him in the seat of power there. Texas might also consider, this is another quote from him, Texas might also consider whether and in what manner to outlaw incitement to hatred or to violence. For instance, the Quran contains...
It's funny that this guy is calling for that.
What do you mean? It's funny.
Well, he's kind of inciting to hate.
Yes, he definitely is. But it wouldn't be illegal for him to do it.
Right.
He would be
and
harsh.
This is a really important point is he's calling for violence, too. Because violence from those in power, those that are wealthy, upon those out of power and who are not wealthy is normal. Calling for violence against people, you know, by the poor against the rich or the disenfranchised against the powerful, that's treason.
So some of his rationale for wanting to secede, I got the whole Muslim Islamophobia thing, not in favor of that. He goes on to just tell an out-and-out lie here. He says further, quote, for instance, the Quran contains on almost every page violent passages inciting Muslims to hate and even to kill unbelievers, said Monckton. No, that's definitely false. I can say that's false because I've actually read the Quran, and I did not see anything about that. So,
what's the claim?
He claims that on almost every page, the Quran has violent passages inciting Muslims to hate and even to kill unbelievers.
Okay.
Now, it's just, first of all, it's not true based on the fact that I've read it, and it's not true. But further, it's not true in that Muslims, the billion plus of them or so around the world, are not killing and hating unbelievers. You don't get converts to your religion if you hate the people who do not believe in your religion. It's much better to do what Will Coley does from Muslims for Liberty and his wife, where they make food for people at Liberty events and share food with people, free meals to folks. That's a way to get someone listening to what it is that you have to say, is to feed them.
Yeah, it it seems like a poor way to get people to convert. And Muslims are very successful in getting conversions. You will admit, of course, that there are some places where Muslims have been pretty, not so great to people of other religions.
Well, yeah, there's Christians who have also been pretty awful, too. There are, within any religion, there are extremist types. Any religion of a decent size, there are extremist types. And, sorry, this guy's just lying, claiming that these claims are on the, or that these passages are every page, almost every page, he claims, in the Quran. He goes on to say, quote, one measure to deal with this problem might be to require every edition of the Quran circulated within Texas to mark out in red all such passages and to contain a plain warning in an introductory page that reading any such passages out loud would be a prosecutable an offense of incitement to hatred and violence.
Well, how about we just do that to all the religious texts? Any religious text that calls for violence against other people, whether those people exist now or in the past, you know, the Philistines come to mind. Samson, the Israelite, who seems to be revered. I know I learned a lot about him in Sunday school. This guy goes out and he owes a legitimate bet, as I understand it. Maybe it wasn't a legitimate bet. It's hard to say. To some Philistines. I think it's for 1,000 suits of clothes. I could be wrong. I'm not looking at my Bible right now, but, 1,000 suits of clothes. So what's he do? He goes out and kills 1,000 Philistines and then lays their bloody suits at the on the table in front of these people. I mean, wow. This is the behavior of a psychopath.
That's crazy.
And you're teaching this to kids?
That was Samson, the guy who got his hair cut later on?
That's Samson, yeah.
Okay.
I know, haircut, right? Like, that's what you come
that's
up with.
That's the only story
long
I know.
Long hair.
Yeah.
You don't even know that he's a Noahide.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
No, I've
right.
never read the Bible in
right.
full.
It's just... Well, I'm not claiming that you're dumb. I'm just claiming
I'm ignorant. I don't know.
I'm only that people get taught a few stories
right.
in Sunday school. They decide to believe this stuff, and then that's it.
I don't believe
no examinations or whatever. Well, you know, is it likely that Samson got his strength from his hair? It's pretty unlikely. Is it likely that, some group of people had a problem with the Philistines, maybe solved that problem by killing a bunch of them? Highly likely.
Recognizing that talk of secession is often dismissed as nutty, Monckton pointed to the British referendum on EU membership as an example of what can be done with time, commitment, and a third party. He said, quote, we're only able to win the right to a national referendum on the question of regaining Britain's independence when a new party, the United Kingdom Independence Party, was established. It took 21 years for the UKIP to grow to the point where the Conservatives could no longer ignore its existence. Monckton cautioned a third party might not work as well in America. Will explain what he has to say, or he will attempt to explain it. It doesn't always make sense what he has to say. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, but gosh darn it, they should have the right to secede and have their little religious nation if that's what they want. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. So long as they'll let the people out who don't want to stay. It's Free Talk Live.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning
tubes. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about secession, but you don't have to. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Hey, look, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get behind the show and help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners, new satellite listeners on board, and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You also get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, one more quote from Christopher Monckton. He is the third Viscount of Brenchley and living in Austin, Texas, says Texas should secede from the United States. He's a former advisor of British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. And now he's got some pretty kind of paranoid reasons for wanting to secede. He believes there's some sort of Islamic horde that's going to be coming in or is coming into the United States. And he wants to stop that, although he does say he doesn't believe in constructing a great wall. But he does want to ban the Quran. So his viewpoints are all over the map. He definitely does want to have more control in some ways.
You could not want immigration, but still think that a wall is inefficient. I'm of the opinion that it's inefficient. I do like his plan for limiting immigration.
Limiting welfare benefits?
Yeah, limiting welfare benefits to people who are not Texas citizens.
And cutting back the
frankly, I don't
welfare.
Frankly, I don't see any particular reason why you would want to give welfare benefits to any particular Texas citizen other than situations where people are sort of physically incapable of working, things like that. But It seems like charities might be able to handle that.
So Moncton says he's not sure that a third party would work as well in America because he credits the United Kingdom Independence Party with the success of getting the national referendum over in Britain on the ballot to allow for them to leave the EU. He credits the third party with doing that, but he did say it took 21 years for that party to grow to the point where they could no longer be ignored. He says this about a third party in America, quote, one inevitable drawback of establishing a Texas independence party to argue for Texit is that particularly in the early stages, most if not all of its support will come from the Republican Party dividing the opposition, said Moncton. Therefore, he contended that the first step toward independence should be to persuade the Republican Party in Texas that it must not deny the grassroots their rights to be heard. And so far, the Texas Republican Party has shot down the idea of secession, but it does appear to be a discussion that's happening more often now than previously. This year at the Texas Republican National or Republican Convention, the Texas Republican Convention,
State convention, yeah.
Yeah, there was actually a proposal to have the Texas Republican Party support secession. It didn't fly, unfortunately, if I'm recalling the calls correctly. But ultimately, I believe it was the first time such a proposal had ever garnered enough support to even be made at the Texas Republican Convention. So it's a step in the right direction, and I would say there's no reason that, you know, Democrats wouldn't want to secede too, although it is mostly a red state, so I could see why they might not want to get cut off.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what the Democrats think in Texas.
But if Trump
actually
gets elected,
the
ones in Austin?
Well, the Democrats in Texas have a sizable number of people in the state legislature, so it matters what they think.
What's the sizable? 40%? 35%?
I'd have to pull up the numbers, but I know that it's not. Hawaii has, I believe, Republican in their entire legislature,
yeah,
and it's not that bad.
Well, what happens if Trump ends up getting elected? Because it seems like no matter what, which political party wins in Washington, D.C., there's more talk about secession. You know, if Barack Obama wins, then some of the red states want to secede. If, a Republican wins, then some of the blue states might want to secede. But if Trump wins, there's a lot of Republicans who don't like Trump. And so will we see a splintering there with secessionists saying, you know what, we're Republicans, but this isn't really our guy, so we're not so excited about the idea of continuing on as a state. You know what? Let's join with the Democrats here and push for Texas to secede. Now, I don't know how popular Trump was in Texas or is in Texas among the Republicans.
Cruz won that one, but yeah.
So there you go. Let's go to Darius. He's in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Darius, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I wanted to bring up how, I'm a fan of Moncton when it comes to the whole global warming, climate change propaganda. But when you guys brought this up, honestly, that is absolutely ridiculous to say that there is hate on every single page in the Quran.
Of the Quran.
It's just ignorant to the nth degree. I don't even know. I'm flabbergasted by that, first of all, right? And another thing I want to bring up, Daryl, I watched your keynote speech at convention in 2015, I think it was.
Yes.
And I swear to God, that should be mandatory listening for every single libertarian or free-minded, freedom-loving person in the world.
I think cool. It's kind of ironic to say that something should be mandatory for freedom-loving people.
understood.
Thank you.
And which speech from which year of Convention, the most recent one?
Most recent,
okay.
Where I was the closing keynote.
Yes. And it was an hour long, but is whoever's listening to my voice right now should be listening to it tomorrow in the morning when you wake up.
All right, so search for YouTube, Convention, Daryl, 2015,
I think.
Yep.
All right, Darius, anything else you want to say about secession?
That's it. Well, secession, I'm a big fan of it. And another thing I kind of wanted to bring up, that the United Nations has, I wouldn't call it a stipulation, but it's recognized that any peoples of any land, if they get together and decide to secede from any part of a land base, whatever you want to call it, if they want to secede from it, they are free to do so.
Yeah, but is the United Nations going to roll in tanks to protect the United States or the state that wants to secede from the United States?
And that's the ironic part, because they will allow you, quote-unquote, to do that. But at the same time, if you attempt to do that, they will roll in with tanks, like you said.
Well, but so wait, you're suggesting the United Nations will roll in to stop you from seceding?
Absolutely they will. Absolutely will. They will.
Hmm. Seems like they would be contradicting their own statements, but that wouldn't be unsurprising.
And that was my exact point, is that there's a contradiction in there, right? So
Darius, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So to answer Mark's question about how sizable is the percentage of Democrats in the legislature, it looks like about one-third. But remember, it's the winners that get to draw the legislative districts.
Oh, yes.
And the Republicans gerrymander the hell out of those districts in Texas.
Well, it's not like the Democrats don't gerrymander elsewhere.
True, but Texas is one of those places to where every time they redistrict, it goes back to court about three or four times.
Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. Hello, James in Arizona. Going once. James in Arizona going twice. All right, he's gone. In the span of 3 days last week, from ChinaPost.com, from Taiwan, actually, their version of it, from Thursday through Saturday, five men died by what appeared to be summary execution in the Philippines, two in Negros Occidental, two in Iloilo, and one in Negros Oriental, all in central Philippines. All were reported to have been suspects in the trade in illegal drugs. Two were shot dead by motorcycle-riding gunmen, and the bodies of the other three were found riddled with gunshot wounds, their hands tied behind their back. The most gruesome case had the victim's hands cut off and a cardboard sign placed beside the corpse. He was a thief, an addict, and a member of the Akyat Bahai gang, and others like him will be next, according to the message. In Cebu days earlier, another man was found dead, hogtied, a rope around his neck. The body was wrapped in a trash bag and secured with packing tape. It also sported a warning written on bond paper, quote, Tulsan K.O., which apparently means I'm a bandit, DU-30. And in May, just 5 days after Rodrigo Duterte emerged the winner in the presidential election, a known drug user in Davao City, which is Duterte's city in which he is a mayor, was felled by four bullets fired to his head and body by two masked gunmen. The murder hardly merited mention in the papers. It seemed to be in the context of Davao, at least just one of those things. Now, of course, all of this is coming after President-elect Duterte has been advocating that people shoot suspected criminals. Duterte's message about the shoot-to-kill order was clarified by Dela Rosa, the Davao City police chief. He said it would only apply, quote, if the criminal fights back or is armed. That would be only when it would be considered legal for someone to shoot the alleged criminal in the Philippines.
So Duterte called for the killing of
drug dealers.
Drug dealers, and I guess it's happening.
Is that what's happening here, or is it just the drug dealers killing one another? We don't yet know. But nonetheless, we'll keep our eyes out on the Philippines. We'll see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, online at freetalklive.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.